It is dark. You've put out the light. You've put out the cat. You've let out the trousers. You've let out the other cat. You've let down the local greengrocer. You've inspected the battalion. You've investigated the soap dish. You've transgressed the convention. You've drawn the curtains. You've drawn a dog standing outside a house. You've drawn a glass of water. You've drawn up a contract. You've drawn a drawer. You've salaciously mentioned a fact. You've bargained with a hamster. You've bargained for a hamster with a different hamster. You've bartered with a giraffe. You've bantered with an ophthalmologist. You've regurgitated a sentiment. You've sentenced a vicar. Now the time has come to stop doing all of those things. Sit back, pull up a chair, put it back down again, then sit on it. Close your eyes, adjust your elbows, relax and listen to the further words that are going to come right out of my face at the end of this sentence. These further words will comprise the rest of the bits of the show that aren't the introductory bit that is finishing now. It's finished. There is nothing new under the sun. Well, children, the problem with that is that nothing can ever be under the sun, because in the universe, in the solar system, there's no such thing as up or down. So indeed nothing is under the sun. Everything is just in varying degrees of proximity to the sun, and indeed everything else, and everything else to the first thing that you were thinking was under something, but it isn't. Well, it might be under something, but it's not under the sun. You get the gist, yeah. Therefore, there are lots of new things on this planet, and they are all roughly 93 million miles away from the sun, rather than under or above it. You may as well say there is nothing new at a 27 degree angle to the moon, or there is nothing new in Basingstoke. Though of course the last one is true and always will be. And so, boys and girls, dogs and cats, fish and chips, Davund ut Hedding, salt and pepper, pens and pencils, hens and chickens, left and right, little and large, cheap and expensive, big and small, north and west, Fred and Rosemary, we now drift on inexorably and somnambulously into the heart of episode 2 of this thing that be called. We now drift on inexorably and somnambulously into the very heart of episode 2 of this thing that be called the Midnight Insomnia Podcast. At no point thus far has it been made at all clear whether the Midnight Insomnia Podcast is meant to be a cure for insomnia, or whether it is merely a description of insomnia, an accompaniment, a journal of it, as it weren't, a depiction, or rather a recording of the insomnia of the person who is speaking to you now from out of my mouth with these words from my brain, i.e., in a very real sense, me. I don't know what this podcast is, or where it's going, or where it's been. I haven't told myself that yet, and maybe I never will. Maybe nobody will ever know what this podcast is, or what it's for, but regardless of all that, it most definitely is. It does exist. It is here, and there, and everywhere, and there's no denying that. It is Halloween tonight, and I don't really understand why this strange yearly thing still occurs. Apart from the obvious fact that it gives supermarkets an excuse to sell loads of cheap plastic tat, as well as probably lots of large selection boxes of sweets to suspicious, lonely, middle-aged men who should probably be on a register. But then I think the same about bonfire night as well. It seems a strange thing to commemorate. a terrorist plot, and not even a very good one, because it failed. In 200 years, will Americans celebrate September the 11th and have special cakes with little marzipan twin towers on them? And instead of bobbing for apples, children will play a game where they try and knock down the marzipan towers with plastic jumbo jets. And what is Halloween supposed to actually represent anyway? Mind you, Easter is a bit peculiar as well. I don't believe in any religion, but if you do, seems a bit strange that as well as celebrating the, I was going to say reincarnation, but that's the wrong word. What is it? Resurrection? Magic trick? Whatever it was. It's been a long time since I read the Bible, as you might be able to tell. But as well as celebrating that, right before it, you have another holiday, which is celebrating the bit where he was killed. Although, I suppose the other one kind of, you know what, I don't really know enough about about the history of Christianity to kind of make any interesting jokes about Easter, and everyone's done the whole chocolate being inappropriate thing. So let's move on. I suppose if you think about it, any human behaviour, I suppose if you think about any human behaviour for long enough, in enough depth, it inevitably becomes absurd, with a capital A. Or, if it's genuinely absurd, with a capital Q. I wonder, not about anything specific, it's just a general statement. I wonder all the time, and I wonder, unfortunately, it's usually just through the canyons of my mind, rather than going anywhere interesting in the real world. But then, I suppose, the human imagination is infinite, and the real world is very much finite and predictable. But that shouldn't be a reason to stay inside for weeks on end, just listening to the sounds and arguments in your own head. Not, of course, that I've ever done that. No, of course I have. Why do I even try to deny it? That's the whole point of this podcast. Well, not the point, but the reason or source or something. It is the way it is, whatever that way it is, the way it is, because I am like that. Whatever it is, that is the way I am. And so on and so forth. And after that significant pause, which indicates a slight change in tone, and then moving on to another different section, this is, and now this is, this month's Real Ale Charts. Obviously, real ale isn't popular enough around the world to warrant a weekly chart. I mean, that would be ridiculous. At 20, it's Badger's introversion principle. At 19, Skanky Funk. At number 18, Zarathustra's Dilemma. At 17, Nicholas Parsons' Nose. At 16, Weekend Fist. At 15, A Non-Mover, Beard-Inspired Restraining Order. At 14, Arthur's Pious Revenge. At 13, Time Traveller's Mistake. At 12, it's the trusty old favourite, the stout we all know and love, Bledgerton's Porridge. At 11, Cocked Hat. At 10, Peter Piper's Plucky Porter. At 9, a new entry, Quantum Uncertainty. Though we can't be sure whether that is a new entry or whether it's been there all the time, but we haven't been able to measure it until now. At 8, up 3,012 places, the faintly unpleasant Golden Silence. At 7, the ubiquitous English Reserve. At 6, the oh-so-fiery and hard to get rid of Kentish Xenophobia. At 5, Magna Carta. At number 4, a brand new ale by Arnold Sideways, Damp Dog Extraction. At number 3, it's the old staple from Dorsetshire Skull, Impotent Plunge Scenario. At 2, it's a surprise fall from grace from the top spot, Morris Dancer's Knee Trembler. At number 1 this week, it's the source of many a great night's memory loss, Cornish Inbred Suspicion. And now, the segment from my previous podcast that nobody knows or loves, but I'm going to keep doing it anyway, the Horror Scopes. Horror, H-O-R-R-O-R, Horror Scopes. SAG is taunting us. A carelessly discarded womble will bring unwelcome complications on Tuesday. But then, Dorothy, surprisingly, comes through in the end. Beware of acronyms while you're in Cirencester. Don't use the washing machine this weekend, or both of your legs will instantly fall off and be replaced by cricket bats. Fairies. It may seem like a good idea at the time, but it isn't. Nonsensical. Trevor will apologize about the penguin, but you will be left with an overwhelming feeling of burning pixies. Carpets are not an option. Be very wary of dangerous things. This is a good time to invest in cheese. Crap in corn. Today is the ideal time to take a good look around and realize how long it's really been since you hoovered up all those discarded limbs from the kitchen floor. If you want to spice up a boring soup this week, try a sprinkling of plutonium. But don't mix it with carrots, or you'll find yourself blasted back in time and swiftly eaten by a brontosaur. Truss. Beware. Beware of load-bearing Greeks. Sarcasm will not be appreciated unless you manage to catch Keith between aardvarks. Pike's ears. New trousers appear to be the best solution when Nigel begins to lose confidence in gravity. But don't forget that corduroy will actually make it much worse. If they are brown corduroy, then Nigel will float out of the window and keep ascending into the stratosphere until you remove the trousers, burn them in petrol, and bury them in the garden with the severed wings of 407 flies. Whereupon, Nigel will drift harmlessly back to Earth. Floor dust. A spelling mistake leads to confusion when Dorothy thinks you called her a fudge-guzzling pipehole bandit. Don't bother buying those chocolates. She'll only eviscerate them into next Tuesday. Cumulonimbus. Finding a discarded phlebotomist will bring good luck. But then Steve will turn up and it will be back to the usual shit. Pissed fleas. A handsome stranger will appear unexpectedly out of thin hair. Crossed wires will lead to a misunderstanding. Phlegm in eye. If it's your birthday today, under no circumstances buy yourself a new hat. It will only make things worse. Taunton. An unpleasant train journey results. Nobody will have the nerve to comment on your budget plastic surgery, but trust me, they have all noticed the chair leg you had embedded into your face. Airpies. No amount of priapism is going to impress Cynthia this weekend. Some weather will occur at some point from out of the sky. A dog will bark. One door will open and another door will close. I don't mean that as a metaphor for opportunities. I mean literally that two doors will be in operation. At some time, somewhere on the planet. That concludes the me speaking words from out of my face portion of this episode. Episode 2, this one is of episode 2 is of the Midnight Insomnia podcast. The conclusion of this audio file, or if you're on YouTube, the audio file with attached changing visual images, but not quite a video. I'll just call it a podcast. The rest of this podcast will consist of music with varying degrees of soothingness or slightly disturbing qualitinesses. So sit back, lie back, let go of the steering wheel, get rid of that bottle of earwax, you won't be needing it, plug in the headphones, plug in your ears. Lie back, think of England, then stop doing that immediately and listen to the rest of the soothing music as it lulls you into a state of mind. Further words, some in different types of podcasts, some in books, and also lots of different noises, being they albums of my music, can all be found via the little blue hyperlinks on marcusfreestone.com. That be the home of this podcast and all the other things that I've been doing. Well, not all of them, but those things I've chosen to release to the public. I mean, books, music, and, you know, podcasts. So, relax. Relax and enjoy your shoes. Relax and enjoy your shoes.
Thank you. Thank you.